This is an IELTS Energy podcast episode 403, five sensational secrets for IELTS listening and reading. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get the hottest strategies to make sure you get the correct answers on your next IELTS reading and listening tests.
Hey, Jessica, is springtime coming to Portland?
Yes, it is. We just got back from San Francisco and my city is more colorful now than when I left.
Just 4 days later, right? It's amazing.
I know. It's incredible. What about Boston?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I think it must have been Wednesday or Tuesday this week. I stepped outside and for the first time in 6 months, I had the thought that I'm not in pain in any way. I'm actually completely comfortable because the Boston winter is painful. And that's the hard part. We're always clenched in our shoulders. We're always like tensing up in the cold. But for the first time, I could just relax and I felt okay.
You know what? I seriously had that feeling as well a couple days ago, like the night that we got back, actually. Yeah. And I didn't have to like get an extra sweatshirt, you know what I mean? Like to be out, just to be outside. I literally felt my shoulders drop like an inch, and this like sore neck thing sort of let go.
Totally. Spring is a really cool time of year. I always underestimate it, you know, but it's a cool time of year. It's very magical.
It's gorgeous. I think in both our cities as well, the cherry blossom trees are blooming.
I think you probably have more of those than we do. They're big in Washington, D.C., not as much in Boston. Right. But yeah, you guys have some too? That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we have a lot, actually. Yeah. Okay. So,
anyways, IELTS. What are we talking about today for IELTS? Are we talking about reading? The reading test or?
Reading and listening. We got a question about someone who was worried about how he wrote his answers on the reading exam. So this got us thinking about, some common worries that students have about answer formats. And then in addition to that, guys, we're going to give you two tips for getting the answers correct. Okay. Cool. Sort of two extra strategies. The first question that people have is about how to write dates, right? Mm. And this is, again, guys, like this is for both listening and reading. Why might people worry about that, Lindsay? Like, are there different ways we write dates?
Yeah. I mean, I know here in the States, we write dates by writing the month first and then the date of the month and then the year. So it's like three, like today would be 4/27/17. But I think that in certain European cultures, they switch that. Isn't that right? They do the date first and then the month.
I think most people do
most
that.
Most places, right? Yeah. We always do things weird.
I know. We refuse to do the metric system. We write our dates backwards. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff that like
we are so backwards here and twisted. It's so bizarre. I know.
It is very odd. Oh, and then like the whole like military time, like the 24-hour clock, which is completely normal in most places. But Americans are like, 1,300 hours? What's that? Like,
that's so true. That's so true.
Also time, like time and date. So with dates, guys, the thing is, if it is correct in a country, then it is correct on IELTS listening and reading. Okay. You could write September 1. You could write September 1st. You could write 1 September. You could write like, 10-1 or 1-10. Wait, September's 11. You could write September 11-1 or 1-11. Oh, 9. Oh, goodness. Okay. The point is that you can seriously write those dates in any acceptable format. Okay. It'll be fine. And then as far as time as well, like in the States, we write like 11 semicolon 30, right? For 11:30. Mm-hmm. Or not semicolon, colon. But then in other countries, it's like 11 period 30. So, yeah. Guys, oh, I hear some sirens there. Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, that's right here, out here on Broadway. Yeah, so we have the police life of Cambridge, Mass. Coming throughout our podcast all over the world. They're not coming after me. I didn't do anything, I promise.
Guys, this will be Lindsay's last podcast.
I'm going to jail now. No, just joking.
You sound like such a troublemaker. Okay. So guys, like either of those formats, again, correct. Another question people have is about like when to capitalize and when not to capitalize. Here's a little tip, guys, that you might have heard. And it actually, this little tip, this little secret is correct. You can write all of your, like every letter as a capital. And that's fine. And if you are someone who is unsure about when to capitalize, like what's a proper noun, maybe that's a good strategy for you, right? Yeah, like writing everything in capital letters. So guys, that is also fine.
Yeah. The one thing I would say there is just making sure that if that is going to be your strategy, fine, but make sure that you're practicing that because that takes a lot. Yeah. If I were to try to write everything in capital letters, it would take a lot longer for me because I'm not used to it. So make sure you're writing out your practice essays by timing them, right? On paper.
Yeah, not essays. You can't do that in essays, but on the listening and reading answers. Yeah.
Oh,
I see.
Okay, got it.
You're right. Like where time is of the essence in listening, especially, right? Where the answers are coming, right? Yes. You don't have a second chance to write it down. Then you only have 10 minutes at the end to transfer your answers. You need to practice that before test day. Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the third question we get, and this is also, having to do with the first point. So spelling. Okay. If it is correct in British English or American English, it is accepted. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you write color with a U or with no U. Okay. That is correct.
And one question about that, does it matter if we stay consistent across across everything, the tests, the writing test and the listening test? If we decide to use British spelling, does it have to be British spelling for every word, or can we switch back and forth?
Hello, awesome listeners. If you are ready to learn all the strategies to get you those sevens, eights, and nines on your next listening and reading exams, check out the course 3 Keys IELTS Success System available now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's a good question. In listening and reading, you can switch back and forth. It doesn't matter. In writing, honestly, like it really only matters if you're aiming for like an 8 or a 9. You could still get a 7 for vocab and have some inconsistencies as far as British or American spelling. And guys, like having said that, there really aren't that many differences.
No.
Okay? Like
it's not that big of a deal.
Like, you guys could just stop worrying about this right now.
This is kind of the bells and whistles, right? I mean, you guys should be spending your time on is learning the strategies, going through a step-by-step system like in our course, and making sure you know the building blocks of each test.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, I was just talking to a student in our course yesterday. We had a speaking mock exam and, she, like, her test is like in 2 days. Okay. And she was like, where can I find more information about like complex grammar structures for speaking? And I'm like, dude, you only have 2 days. You're not going to increase your grammar score in 2 days. 2 days. So let's just leave that alone.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So those are some common questions, guys. And then here, perhaps is what you were waiting for. Here are two extra tips.
Ooh, yay. Cool.
What do we have? Two extra little strategies here. So one tip, guys, is in your answer for listening and reading, okay? In sentence completion, for example, the answer is never going to repeat a word that is already in the question, all right? So, for instance, if there is a sentence completion and it says, Lindsay was arrested in 2017...
on April 29th, April 27th.
and then blank, right? In blank. Like, so we know we need a city or something. So the answer will be like Boston, for example. It's not going to be Boston 2017, right? Mm. Like, you're not going to repeat anything from the question in the answer. So if you are writing something and you see it's already in the question, cross it off. It's definitely going to give you the wrong answer. So that's the first thing. You're never going to repeat. And then the second thing, guys, as far as like table completion and note completion, also labeling diagrams, pay attention to the other answers that are already there. Pay attention to the other notes that are already there because you are going to use similar grammar. So if you are completing a category and every other word in that column is verb ing, your answer has to be verb ing, right? So you know what to listen for. You know what to look for in the passage. So pay attention to the surrounding grammar. Don't just focus on the blank itself. You're missing out on a lot of valuable information if you don't look at everything.
Ooh, I love that idea. I love that idea. And I'm sure that going through the three steps that we teach you guys in our course will help you to get oriented and get ready to be able to look for the right things even before the test starts, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The strategies for listening and reading, guys, this is what they give you. They give you the complete step-by-step system. So you already are going to know all this stuff I'm telling you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
These two little tips, these are just part of like the rookie mistakes that people make because they don't have strategies. So if you're in our course and you're following our steps and practicing them, you wouldn't even need these two tips because they're already worked into the system.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not in our course, you guys can get in by going to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we recommend the personal coach plan. That is really hot right now. A lot of people are choosing that option because it gives you a 30-minute mock speaking test plus 60 minutes on Skype with Jessica practicing your writing or asking any writing questions that you want. And you get feedback on two essays. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Exactly. Yeah. You send me a complete task one and task two essay. And then we have a whole hour class to discuss the feedback on those two essays and guidance for further practice. Like this is the point of these sessions with me is the personalized activities that you need to complete between the session and your test day to be completely ready. So I pinpoint the exact things that you need to fix, that you need to improve in your speaking and writing, and then tell you how you're going to do that. And like, to be honest, guys, like I've been doing a lot of these classes lately. That hour on Skype, that 60-minute session that is just about writing on Skype, this is your chance to also ask reading questions, to ask listening questions. There's always a little bit of extra time at the end, guys. And this is your class. This is your hour. Exactly. So you get to ask me what you need. It doesn't just have to be about speaking and writing, although we do focus on those things first.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we recommend, how you spend the time. But if you want to use that time for another part of the test, if you're really struggling, of course you can. It's your time. And the key, I mean, the reason why that session works so well with you, Jessica, at the end is because the people who go into that session have done the course, right? They've learned the strategies on their own through the course, through the video lessons. I mean, that's the big piece. We get a lot of emails from students who are only wanting essay corrections and feedback. Yeah. And that doesn't work because they haven't learned the strategies first. It's a big waste. And we actually don't work with those students. We ask you to go through the course first.
Yeah, exactly. we get requests all the time, and maybe if we make this explicit now, maybe we won't have to deal with these requests.
Yeah, maybe.
Guys, I don't teach students that are not in the course.
Yeah,
I don't.
Exactly.
And I get messages on Facebook. I get all this, I won't even respond. I don't have time. We spent our time. We put our hard work into this course, and I'm not going to repeat that.
Yeah.
Right? That is out there. That is there for you guys to learn.
Exactly.
The valuable lessons that I teach, they're personalized. These are for people that already have done so much work in the writing and speaking modules that by the time they come to me, like, they're already good. Like,
yeah,
these students, they're already great. And it's these sessions that just take it up a notch, that sort of fine tune these things to hit that next band point.
Exactly. So we want to work with the winners, right? Jessica wants to work with someone who has already displayed the self-discipline and the motivation to actually do the work on your own. And in the videos, Jessica explains all the strategies. You see her on the video, you see the PowerPoints, you're very well, you know, things are explained very clearly, but you put in that time and that dedication first. You establish a baseline level of understanding, and then you bring it to the next level with Jessica, but not before that.
And this is why I love the students that I do get to teach. Like you said, like they're the winners. These guys are like, they're so motivated and they work so hard. And that's why these are the most gratifying classes for me personally, because I know that the advice I'm giving will be followed. Everything I'm saying, the students are taking notes, right?
Exactly.
Like I know that they're going to do this stuff. Whereas, I mean, you were a teacher for a long time. Like if you give homework to a whole class, they're not all going to do it.
Exactly.
Right? Like, and then you're kind of like, well, what's the point? Like, nobody is going to do this stuff.
Exactly. Right. And it's not motivating for anyone. It's not motivating for the teacher, not motivating for the student. It ends up being a big waste of your money, guys, and of our time. Right.
So exactly.
Yeah. And you can see the stories of these winners who have gone through the course and then have met with Jessica on our testimonials page. Right. If you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, it does show you how these guys really did win when it comes to IELTS. They increased their scores. They got amazing scores, 9s, 8s in reading, just incredible stuff. Wow.
Yeah, there have been a lot of success stories added there, guys. And Lindsay and I were just talking about before we started recording today, how we have just been awash in amazing scores this week. Like,
awesome.
You guys know that I was in San Francisco over the weekend. And so for like the first time in years, I did not work. I did not do anything for like work-wise. And then when I got back, I went into the Facebook group and I was like, 8s, 9s, 7.5, just like so many amazing results. I was like, all right, well done.
Sometimes that's what happens when we stop working, the results come. It's amazing.
Right? I just needed to like step away and just let the good things happen.
So good, so good. We have this formula to win at IELTS, and we want to have as many people join us in this process as we can, guys. So come over and join us. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes.
So good. I'm exhausted now. But in a good way, in a good way.
Oh, well, I guess we should end the episode and meet here at the same time tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. I will see you there.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.